Thank you for patiently holding. My name is George. I'm the supervisor for customer support. How can I help you today?
Yes, George. First of all, that was not a brief hold. That was like 15, 20 minutes. So anyway, I was calling because I found the $99 charge on my card, and I didn't realize that there was only a 14-day time to for cancellation. So I was asking for some grace here today. I cannot afford that. I must not have been reading that properly or something. But when I got my free bottle, I haven't even had a chance to try it yet. So I'm asking for that charge to be taken off and for my trip to be canceled.
And what is your first and last name?
My name is Kathy Russell.
Okay, and what is your shipping address?
Care of Linda D'Angelo, 5015 Ridge Road, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
All right, thank you very much. And I see here that you had our Tintoro oil. So yeah, it seems here that the trial ended and there was no call in until today.
Yes, I didn't realize. I mean, late last night I saw the charge on my card and I did not realize that that there was only a 14-day thing, you know, time of cancellation. I just thought that bottle was free for just shipping and handling and I was going to try it. I had to move from Georgia to Connecticut here to help with my mom, and things have just been really hectic these last couple of weeks, and I'm just asking for some grace here to be reimbursed. I'm on a fixed income.
I see. Well, I mean, it's because you didn't call in and cancel the charges. They are valid.
No.
You had 14 days to cancel.
I understand that. I'm just asking for some grace now because of the situation that I'm in.
I see. Well, you had 14 days to avoid from being charged. We all follow the same protocol here. The fact the charges are not refundable. I mean, but what I'm going to do is one-time extension for you. I can only apply a 35% refund. Well, I could give you a 35% refund to that charge
okay,
as a one-time courtesy.
What that other girl said was a 75%. And then would be charged. Not and then it was a like a delay charge until July, and I did, and then she just went ahead and canceled it instead. She did not explain that between now and the July billing, I could have canceled then. So what she was going to do is 75% discount for the next free bottle. Now you're offering me even less than that, and so I'm just not happy with this company right off the bat. I haven't even had a chance to try the product, and your customer service has not been very helpful. You know, I could have reordered if the product worked, but at this time I can't afford to just blindly accept this and try this product. $100.
Yeah,
she was going to charge me from then on, like from July on, only $21, and I'm like, that's a fourth of the cost of this. So if you could afford to go a fourth of the cost from there on in, and here you're not even giving me the chance to try it for what was supposed to be a free trial.
Okay.
I understand that I was. You know, the 14th was, I mean, now you're telling me, I mean, I guess I did not remember that. I've been pretty sleep deprived here trying to take care of my mom in this situation now that we're in. So I'm asking you for a reimbursement of that $99, and then I want a chance to try the product to see if it even works.
Okay. Yeah, the percentage we've spoken with, they were offering you a discount so you can continue ordering the product. She wasn't offering you a refund. She was doing a discount for future ongoing orders. You can continue going on with the service. She offered a 2-month on hold. Yes,
you mean the 99 would have stayed?
Correct. She wasn't offering you a refund.
Oh,
she was offering you a discount. I'm giving you a refund as a one-time courtesy. Your service will remain canceled. But that's only a 35% refund. I'm not offering a discount. I'm giving you a refund. I mean, the max I can do is $45.97 for credit. That's a refund.
So during this time, and you realize everybody's going through stuff, and I had to come up here, move in everything, you're only going to give me not even half, that you're not going to reimburse me the full amount.
Well, $49.97, that is half. That's like a 50% refund.
Well, I mean, I just don't see that as being a very good alternative, because here you were able to charge me from here on in $21, which means your product is way overpriced. So you need to do a little bit better than that. And I don't know how Thrive is going to thrive as a company with this kind of customer service. I'm serious. You're not even giving me a chance to try this. I mean, I ordered it on the 29th, but that by the time I got it, that didn't give me but a few days. I only got it a few days, about 5 days ago. How does one try? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I apologize, but you know, you got into a trial. You have that trial to try the product to see if it's for you or not.
Okay.
You don't have to try the product to cancel. You can give us a call during the trial and to avoid being charged. The point is that you don't have to try the product to cancel the account. You know,
I know that.
You can
but
still cancel during the trial.
Who would want to cancel it if the product actually works? You know what I'm saying? So
well,
I was giving it a chance, but I didn't. I mean, 5 days is not much of a chance. Anyway, I would like you to reimburse me the full amount.
I mean, I'm gonna email the corporate office, but whatever they say, that's what I'm gonna do. Do you mind if I place in the brief hold?
If it's brief, George, yes, I was on for over 20 minutes before, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm still here, okay?
I'm sorry?
I'm still here, okay?
What did you say? I'm sorry. Say again?
Yes, I'm going to put you in a brief hold, and I'm still here, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm still here, okay? Sorry for the long hold, okay? I'm emailing them, okay?
Yes, George, thank you.
Thank you very much, okay? Thank you.
Yes.
I'm still here, okay? Sorry for the long hold, okay?
I could hear. Thank you.
I'm still here, okay? Sorry for the long haul, okay? So I have sent an email. I'm just waiting for the response, okay? Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I'm still here, okay? Sorry for a long hold, okay?
I hear you. Thank you.
I'm still here, okay? Thank you for patiently holding.
Thank you.
Here, okay, sorry for patiently holding, okay?
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am, sir.
All right, and so this stated that they will refund you $74.95.
Okay. George, thank you for all the work you've tried to help me. I appreciate it.
All right, do you mind if I place in a brief hold?
No, sir.
One more time. Thank you very much, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm still here, okay? Thank you for patiently holding, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, then. You still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I had emailed them back. They stated that they're just going to give you the full refund, okay? You will see that full refund of $99.94 back into your account within 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Yes.
All right, then. 5 to 7 business days, you're going to see that refund of $99.94 back into your account, okay?
Gosh, thank you so, so much. This is going to be extremely helpful to me. And I will try your product. Is there a number that you need to give me for what you've just done?
Yes. You ready?
Okay. Yes, I am.
All right. It starts with the number 536-541. 1923. And that confirms for the refund, okay? The full refund.
5365411923.
That is correct.
All right then, George. I'm really, really appreciative of what you've done today.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you out today?
No, thank you so much.
All right, then. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, okay? And take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you be safe. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.